In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart from out of their coasts. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. That's not actually just the details of the end of the story of the healing of the Gergesenes demoniacs. It's really the essence, the most important part. It's describing when God appeared to men, when God made himself manifest to the soul. And those souls who saw him rejected him, did not recognize him, went on their way. They're among the saddest words in the New Testament, in the entire Bible. Our Lord made himself fully manifest to the people of the Gergesenes. He showed them their sin because they were Jews who were keeping pork and they shouldn't have been. He delivered them from their sin. He did it in a powerful way that obviously was from God. He healed two of their compatriots whom they didn't care about. And instead of feeling rebuked and desiring to go and venerate him and ask forgiveness, they said, "Depart from our coasts." And he did. Without argument, without any explanation, he left. And he passed over to the other side. And the people heaved a collective sigh of relief. And they went on with their business, and they got more pigs, and they lived until they died. That's terribly, terribly sad. They missed an encounter with God. That's the essence of this story. Now, there are other things, of course, you can learn, but this is the most important thing. When you encounter God, you would best listen. You would best not tell him to leave. And don't think for a moment that you and I, that all of us, don't tell him to leave. We do when we are lazy, when we are inattentive, when we choose that which we should not choose, even as we know we're choosing it. There are encounters with God every day. Every moment, it's critically important to recognize these encounters with God. They are for your soul, to bring your soul to perfection, to teach you, to enlighten you, to rebuke you, to encourage you, to give you some knowledge, to help you with some sin, to sort of soften your heart, or maybe all of them at once. There are constantly encounters with God. How many of them do we see? How many of them do we recognize? There used to be, she's probably dead now, a woman in one of my first parish. And she talked a lot. She was very simple. She had a chromosomal abnormality, and she was very simple. She talked about the same things over and over again. And she was very childlike. And all she wanted to talk about was basically two subjects. She believed that bananas were important for everyone to eat because of the potassium in them. So she told you about that every time she saw you. And then she also loved this television program called Chips, which I actually think probably causes brain damage if you watch it. But she loved it. She could tell you every single plot line, the dialogue. She loved that show. I think she had a crush on one or the other of the two motorcycle cops. And so you always heard what happened in the last chips whenever you saw her. It was boring. And I think, looking back, because of her condition, she probably is dead now. Usually, people with her condition don't live past 30. She was probably in her mid-20s when I saw her. And she was part of my parish. She was one of the brethren. And I can remember times when I would brush her off and not want to talk to her. And other times when I'd be literally sitting listening to her and thinking, I'm bored out of my mind, but I have to do this for the love of Christ. But there were times when I didn't pay attention to her because she was very boring. You know, she was just a little odd, very boring. That was an encounter with Christ. Now, some of them I listened, and I encountered Christ. I learned to be patient, and love someone different than me, and not consider my own needs above someone else, my own need for to be interested, not to be all fidgety. You know how it is when somebody's talking and you just want to get away. There was an encounter with Christ. I had dozens of them. I don't know how many of them I told her to go away. Not literally, not like get out of here. Some of the people sometimes were quite kind of a little mean to her. But she was always there, and she was always talking about bananas and chips. That was it. So that's just an example. And I'm sure you have things in your life too. Encounters where Christ makes himself manifest. I wasn't talking to a simple woman who wanted to talk about bananas and chips. I was talking to Christ. He was talking to me. He was teaching me to be a human being. This happens so often in our lives. Today it will happen to you a dozen times before you leave the temple. Maybe a thousand times. There's an encounter with Christ in the people that you meet, the things that you're doing, the things that you choose to do, the things that you choose not to do. And most of the time, you're not aware that Christ says, okay, and gets in the boat and goes to the other side, and you're left without him. Most of the time, you're not aware. There's been a few times in my life when I've been very aware of that, and this woman was one of them. You must understand, if we are to be Christians, if we're to really be human, really Christian, we must consider everything that happens in our life to be an encounter with Christ. Everything. Working our boring job at the end of Friday afternoon, dealing with a boring person, dealing with a person who is hurtful to us, who slanders us, feeling sort of tired and not wanting to say our prayers in the evening, having an argument with our loved one. These are all encounters with Christ. What are you going to do with them? Are you going to live like a Christian? Are you going to learn from them? Are you going to see Christ in everything you do? Or I should say everything you're experiencing, because sometimes you're not doing things that are Christ-like. But are you going to see Christ in these things? Are you going to learn from them? That's what this story is all about. Missed opportunities. I regret many missed opportunities in my life. There's other things I don't regret because I did do what the Lord told me to do over a long period of time even. But then there are other things. I can't take them back. I can't rewrite history. When I wasn't attentive, That's it. I wasn't attentive. And the Lord didn't teach me what I should have been taught. You should have that same feeling. To be attentive. Now, we're not perfect, obviously. We wax and wane in our attention, and we have good days and bad days, and sometimes we're out of sorts, and all the rest. Yeah, that's all, you know, what I call stupid human tricks. That's not, so that happens. But you must have that goal every day that you're encountering Christ. And if you do have that goal, that you must listen when he speaks to you, then you will see everything that happens to you as an encounter with Jesus Christ. There's nothing secular in the world. Not for a Christian. Everything is about Christ. These people didn't understand that. For them, their world was commerce, taking care of business. And when Christ frightened them, made them look into their soul a little bit, they didn't want to go very far. Because it was scary to see what kind of people they were. So instead they said, go away from us. A Christian must have enough courage to not say that. Whether it be by not praying, whether it be by insulating yourself with possessions or pleasures or entertainments or excuses or anything else. Those are all ways of saying, go away. Leave me alone. Stay out of my life. It's not comfortable. But we didn't become Christians, or we shouldn't have become Christians, to be comfortable. In fact, if you're comfortable, I would say that you're doing it wrong. We're not supposed to be comfortable. We're supposed to become perfected. The only way to learn is to be challenged. It's the same in anything. In basketball, in scholarship, anything. If you're good at something, you can always get better, and someone can criticize you and you can see, yeah, I'm missing that part. You should never be comfortable. I'm not comfortable. And as your pastor, I don't want you to be comfortable. Not with yourself, not with who you are. I want you to be sure that God will help you and have that blessed assurance. But I don't want you to be satisfied with the person you are. That's to the death of the soul, when you're satisfied with who you are. None of us should be satisfied with who we are. Now the world says, oh, that's bad opinion of yourself, that's bad self-esteem, and all that other junk. But a Christian knows he was made for perfection, for union with God and the knowledge of God, and to live as God lives. And therefore, when you encounter things in your life and you act in a way that is not according to Christianity, there should be discomfort. Not saying, God, go away. This particular story is among my favorites in the gospel. Not because it makes me happy, but because it makes me want to try harder. If ever God allows the iconography to be done in the church, this story will be one of the panel icons. Of course, everyone who knows me at all knows that the Samaritan woman has to be another one, because I usually compare her response to the people of the Gergesenes. But I don't want to talk about Saint Fotini today, but instead, one simple thing. Everything you do, everything you experience, everything you think, everything that happens to you should be with you understanding that it is an encounter with God. God making himself manifest to you. And what are you going to do about that? That's the mark of who is a real Christian and who is not. All these experiences, are you going to understand them to be encounters with God, and therefore are you going to open your heart even to things that seem mundane? By the way, mundane is not in the Christian dictionary. Nothing is mundane in the Christian life. Nothing. Everything is about Christ. And he is not mundane. Try to think in this way. Really, if you were to go through the corpus of my homilies that are online, this idea is present in, I don't know, probably 80% of them. Let's not waste time. We don't have any time to waste. Let's not waste opportunities. What a sad thing that if today Christ comes to speak with you and you don't recognize him, what a terrible thing. Your life will go on, but you'll have missed out. I don't think you want to miss out. I don't want to miss anything. God, help us to experience Christ in everything. Let's look at the lesson of the people of the Gergesenes as a lesson of how not to live. Not just don't be greedy or don't break the laws. The most important thing is always recognize everything is about Christ. And God will help you in all things. God bless you. Amen.